This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I know the biggest headline is this pet goldfish that I guess had a tumor removed. I know that's like the headline I'm supposed to open with. I promise I'll get to that story. I know it's very important for a lot of people what happened to the pet goldfish who survived. There's pictures of the pet goldfish survived the surgery. Fantastic. But I want to talk about something else right now. So yesterday was Yom Kippur. It started Tuesday night at midnight. No, at sundown. And then it goes to Wednesday night at sundown. And there was a synagogue shooting in Germany while this was going on. One of the holiest days of the Jewish year where Jews are fasting and without food and water for 24 hours, where they're shut off completely from electronics. We aren't supposed to use electricity. We aren't supposed to use our oven. We aren't supposed to, you know, use our phones. That I kind of failed on. I checked my phone. Well, I had a former student was going through something that was kind of serious, and he was trying to text me, and I had to I couldn't think that I was ignoring him. And then one of my Jewish friends was having trouble fasting because she wasn't feeling good. And I was like, oh gosh, you know, I was like, I'm here for you, babe. And so, you know, there were kind of some things that were going on with the phone, which, by the way, you really, really, really need to, you know, when you're in temple and, you know, the rabbi's up there, and I'm sure this happens in, you know, church and mosques and things like that, when somebody's cell phone goes off, my cell phone was on vibrate, you know, so it was just like the bzz, 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 and that could be anything, you know, that could be, yeah, so that could be somebody's beeper or pager, but, you know, when people's cell phone were going off, right, during the service, and the rabbi would turn around and give a look like, and what you do is you never look down, even if it's not your phone, because if you look down, it looks like it's your phone. So anytime, and I was watching this, anytime somebody's cell phone was going off, you just kind of like looking straight like, huh, why did the service stop? Yeah, even if it's your cell phone, right? So that nobody thinks your cell phone, because everybody gives you a dirty look when your cell phone's going off. And like, please, come on. You're like, aw. Like, yeah, like you were really praying. You were sitting there daydreaming like the rest of us. You don't even speak Hebrew. Yeah, like it's really my cell phone interfering. Really, honestly, you know, I do want to talk to Judaic scholars and the powers that be to ask if we can access cell phone, because now that's a form of communication, and if your kids aren't at temple and they're on their way and they can't find temple because you didn't bring them enough as a kid, you know, you need to be able to access your cell phone. But the reason why I bring up the cell phone issue is because while we were in prayer and while we were talking about anti-Semitism, we were up on the, giving a sermon was a Baptist priest. Really fantastic guy who was talking about having gone to concentration camps, going to a concentration camp, doing the March of the Living program, and then going to Israel. You know, he was talking about how, you know, a lot of Christians, you know, support Israel, and it was fantastic to hear him. He was great orator, fantastic orator. But we were speaking on anti-Semitism. And meanwhile, while all this was happening, I can't cuss because I really need to cuss, but some piece of crap, weenie, son of a flippin' decides to shoot at a synagogue in Germany while they were in prayer. Now, we weren't supposed to access our phones, we don't access our internet or whatever, so a lot of people didn't know this happened until after Yom Kippur. And not that we would have done differently. I mean, the majority of Jews would have probably sat there and said, we're still praying. I mean, you're not going to mess with our holiday. You're not going to mess with our salvation. Uh-uh-uh, going to happen. We're atoning for our sins. Bring it. But it would have been nice to know. All right. Luckily, you know, our temple had a lot of security. But, you know, unfortunately, in this synagogue shooting in Germany, two people died. And apparently there were these iron gates that stopped the shooter. He's alive, and I think he was taken into custody. We don't know that much about him. The Charleston church shooting, Dylan Roof was like a 21-year-old. The mosque shooting was also a young guy. And we think this man who was shooting the German synagogue was trying to parallel Dylan Roof's Charleston shooting or the mosque shooting in New Zealand. And I think, and he also live streamed it. So people watched this on Amazon Twitch, they say. I didn't see it because, again, I was in temple and I wasn't on my phone, you know, doing what I wasn't supposed to do, except for those two people I was talking to, texting. And so, again, sorry, Rabbi, but if somebody is anti-Semitic or anti-Christian or anti-Muslim or just outright racist and you want to look like a hero, you don't shoot us in the back when we're our most vulnerable. I mean, you guys remember the Yom Kippur War. That was a war where Israel was ascended on during their most holiest day. Yeah, that might be strategy, but that is the weeniest, most least heroic way if you want to make a statement. I mean, if anybody out there is thinking about shooting somebody in prayer, I mean, don't, okay? You know, you're a piece of crap. I mean, then you're really going to triple go to hell. But, I mean, if you really want to fight, if you want to kill Jews or you want to kill Christians or you want to bring it and bring it to our face. If you want war, let's have war. I'm ready. I got guns. I am ready. And I'm upset that I didn't get to hear about the shooting because I really would have grabbed one of my guns and I would have stood at the gates of my temple, making sure nobody tried to break into my temple. I would rather on temple or on Yom Kippur stand their guard against some jerk that wants to bring people down. I'm fine with that. And if I have to go to hell, I have to go to hell. But, you know, behind our backs, when we're praying, when we're, you know, facing an ark, or in you know, Muslim religion kneeling, or, you know, Catholicism kneeling, you coming from behind us, or in Bible study and shooting us, that doesn't make you a hero. That makes you the weeniest piece of crap, son of a flipping duck that I could even think of. And so if you really want, I mean, anybody out there, if you really want to shoot, all right, name the day. Okay, I'll be there. And I'm sure a lot of us will be there. Let's put an end to this, and you do it to our face, and let us knock you out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Nathaniel for, Daniel. I'm sorry. I'm still all upset for making this show happen. And big thanks to GCN Network, who is allowing Daniel to make the show happen and work the dials. Okay, you know what? I know I've said it a million times. So I'm a little verklempt. I'm sorry. It was real rough last couple days. All right. Let me start with something inspiring. Okay. How many of you guys know Colonel Sanders? Colonel Sanders is pretty cool, right? Sexy dude. 80s were kind of when I grew up, and Kentucky Fried Chicken was yummy, and it was kind of a big to-go. You know, McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken were kind of the biggest. I think Jack in the Box was around, and Church's Chicken and things like that, but Kentucky Fried Chicken was awesome. And I didn't really know much about Colonel Sanders. He was an old guy that was the logo for, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and, you know, maybe it took him years to come up with this idea. You know, I didn't know how rich he was. I didn't really know much about him. And then after he died, there's some reports saying he died of pneumonia in 1980 or leukemia in 1980. But his story started to pervade out there. And some of you guys have heard of his story. Others haven't. And I guess it's back online going viral. And he has a real, real interesting past. And again, if any of this was wrong, please correct me. But we're talking about Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken. So he was born, and I apologize, I think he was born in 1890. So, you know, he's a little older. And there I go, my computer's gone. And when, by the time he was 5 years old, he had, he lost his father. By the age of 16, he had to quit school. He was born in Henryville, Indiana. At the age of 17, he had already lost four jobs. By the age of 18, he got married. Between the ages of 18 and 22, they say that he was a railroad conductor, but failed. Then they said he joined the Army, but his Army stint didn't last long. He applied for law school and was rejected. They said he became an insurance salesman and didn't succeed at that. At age 19, he became a father. At age 20, his wife left him and took their baby, which was a daughter. He became a cook and a dishwasher in a small cafe. We're talking about Colonel Sanders. He tried to kidnap his own daughter, and he failed at that. But eventually, he was able to convince his wife to return home. At the age of 65, after a long, troubled life, he retired. On the first day of retirement, he received a check from the government for $105. So he was 65 in probably the year 1955. Okay? Because he was born in 1890. He felt that the government was saying that he couldn't provide for himself, giving him that $105 check. So he actually thought of suicide. And he started to sit under a tree writing his will. But instead, he wrote what he would have accomplished with his life. And while he was writing, he realized that there was much more that he hadn't yet done. And this post says there was one thing he knew he could do better than anyone else. And he knew how to cook. So he borrowed $87 against his check, and he bought and fried up some chicken using his, you know, own original recipe. And he started to go door to door to sell the neighbors his chicken. And I think he was in Kentucky at the time. Now, he goes on with this to start an empire. And he was over 65. Now, biography.com says that age 40, Sanders was running a service station in Kentucky where he would feed hungry travelers. And then he moved his operation to a restaurant across the street and featured his fried chicken. And he was named a Kentucky Colonel in 1935 by Governor LeFoon. Now, this doesn't seem to jive, you know, with this history where he was thinking about suicide. This makes it sound like he kind of started his empire after 65. But on biography.com, and again, the point is still the same, no matter how history looks at it, and I'll get to the point. Go to biography.com. They say in 1952, Sanders began franchising his chicken business. So he was already 60, now he's 62, or actually 67. His first franchise sale went to Pete Harmon, who ran a restaurant in Salt Lake City where, quote, Kentucky Fried Chicken had the allure of a southern regional specialty. Then he started traveling across the country, cooking batches of chicken from restaurant to restaurant. He struck deals. Apparently that paid him a nickel for every chicken the restaurant sold, so he would get royalties. In 1964, he had more than 600 franchised outlets. That was when he was 74 years old. He then sold his interest in the company for $2 million to a group of investors. 1966, Kentucky Fried Chicken went public. Listed on the New York Stock Exchange in 1969, more than 3,500 franchise and company-owned restaurants then worldwide. By 1971, Hublin Inc. acquired KFC Corporation for $285 million. And the company just obviously blew up. Then KFC was acquired in 86 by RJR Nabisco by PepsiCo Inc. for approximately $840 million. And this was basically started when he was, quote, a senior, contemplating suicide. They say Sanders continued to visit the KFC restaurants around the world as an ambassador spokesman. He also was, you know, on commercials. And then there's reports that he died of either leukemia or pneumonia. Many times they can go hand in hand. December 16th, 1980. So, what's the point? All right, this is Colonel Sanders. And he did have some military training. He didn't become a colonel in the military, but he was given that name. But he did serve. What this means is you are never too old to start a dream. And we talked about midlife crises, and I said, let's not call it a midlife crisis. Let's call it a midlife reboot. Sometimes it's a crisis when you just start to cheat on your wife or husband and, you know, say up yours to the job, and then you just kind of, you know, end in ruin. That's a midlife crisis. But if you say, you know what, I want a career change, or I want to improve this relationship I'm in, or I want to do things I've never done and travel and whatever, you know, or start a business. That's a reboot. And these reboots are sometimes some of the most successful things ever. You know, a man who, according to history, failed at so much, failed at, you know, multiple jobs, at a marriage, and it sounds like maybe the marriage became successful later, but, you know, failed and was rejected and rejected and rejected. Well, didn't Abraham Lincoln lose a couple elections too? But you're never going to succeed without failure. So there's a lot of you out there, including myself, who have failed at so much. And sometimes you just have to do a lateral step. You just have to take a look at yourself and go, okay, what am I good at? You know, I'd always wanted to write a book. I'm not very good at writing. You know, I do kind of have a fictional piece I'm working on, but I don't really like to write. I do it. I don't like to write. But one day I realized that there was something I was good at, and I was good at explaining to students how to do something. So I decided to make a book of that. And then now that book has turned into multiple books. And I never expected to become an author. When I was in school, I just liked math and science. I didn't like English. And so what I'm saying is you could become successful no matter what age you are. If Colonel Sanders could do this at the age of 65, you guys could do anything. I mean, now that you have internet at your fingertips and YouTube and free advertising and ways to get the word out. And so, you know, we give up, we get depressed. I like that idea. If any of you are thinking of suicide, rather than writing a will, write about things you wish you did. And then, first of all, if you think about suicide, make sure you see a medical provider. Okay? Make sure you see, you know, a counselor. But you can travel now. There are very inexpensive ways to travel. You know, these extreme coupon people, they like know how to get the cheapest flights. Every now and then for like an hour, right, like a month, these airlines drop the price. And you're able to grab a cheap flight. I mean, you want to go somewhere, you could go somewhere. You could take a train. You could take a boat. You've always wanted to go see China, go. If you've always wanted to start a business, do it. Things don't have to cost that much or be impossible. So very inspiring. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The this is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The North Texas man accused of driving to an El Paso Walmart and killing 22 people inside is making his first court appearance this afternoon. The 21-year-old is set to be arraigned just after 2 o'clock Mountain Time on capital murder charges for August's attack. It'll be the first time he'll be seen in public since the murders, and El Paso County prosecutors are planning to seek the death penalty. As House Democrats continue to lead an impeachment inquiry over President Trump's July phone call with the Ukrainian president, the whistleblower's identity is still unknown. Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News,
"There's a lot of focus on this whistleblower. What that statement doesn't provide any light on is why is it that before that attorney was even hired and even knew about the whistleblower complaints, that the whistleblower was already in touch with Schiff and his staff."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I'm sorry you guys had to wait for the goldfish story. Here we are. Now we will talk about the, it's not a goldfish, but it was a koi fish. And it's a happy story. The Australian owners of a koi fish who had undergone a 10-minute surgery last week to remove a potentially deadly tumor have posted a video interview featuring their scaled happy friend swimming with other fish back in his pond. Yes, the koi fish named Bubbles is fine. And the headline says Bubbles troubles over. And the little girl that owns the koi fish is happy. Fish named Bubbles is believed to be 5 and 8 years old and started growing a mass about 6 months ago. Yeah, fish grow these weird tumors. That's according to the TownsvilleBulletin.com and Fox News. Bubbles owner Michael Dare, who is also owner of the Zenden Acupuncture Clinic in Townsville, contacted James Cook University veterinarians who told him that the tumor would be fatal for the fish if it wasn't operated on. That's really a lot of love for fish. Dr. Ingrid Danyik performed the surgery, told 9 News North Queensland that the tumor was caused by a virus. Bubbles was taken out of an anesthetic water bath, placed on a wet sponge on the surgical table, and she said the operation went forth as it would with any other animal. The procedure reportedly took 10 minutes, and Bubbles was then placed back into fresh water. So Bubbles was, they did the surgery on the fish out of the water. And I guess Bubbles lived. So procedure cost $300. I'm not really sure if $300 is a lot more in Australia than it is here. And $300 to save a fish is a lot of money. But survival is more important than cost. We don't know what the name of the tumor was. I'm watching the doctor operate on the fish, and the fish is asleep. Maybe that's what they did. They lowered the respiration so it didn't have that much of an oxygen demand. And some of these fish can, you know, last out of water for a certain period of time. And fish is alive. So, again, I apologize you guys had to wait so long for me to cover that story. But there we go. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, while we're talking about viruses, this acute flaccid myelitis, this very, very scary virus that's affecting kids that looks identical to polio, but it's not polio, doctors are still trying to find the source. And remember I said they're thinking it might be an enterovirus very similar to polio, but not exactly polio? Well, it sounds like that they are almost positive that it's a virus. So the condition strikes young children. It can start with, like, you know, fever, sniffles, etc. But then what happens is these kids start to lose control of their limbs. They might have trouble swallowing or breathing, and they may end up paralyzed. Some die. Thus far, 570 families have seen this happen to their kids since year 2014. And because it's not technically polio, they can't call it polio. So they're calling it acute flaccid myelitis. Myelitis is an issue with the muscles. Flaccid means weak. Or limp. And so Susan Coyne, mother of Evan Mazenek, he developed AFM back in 2004 when he was 7 years old. And she said it was really scary because when this first started, nobody knew what it was. Came on quickly. Kid had a fever and an ear infection. And then all of a sudden, the limb weakness and paralysis began several days later. Just as Evan was getting over the fever and mom thinking he's getting better, he lost control of his arms and legs. He couldn't move, he couldn't lift, he couldn't walk. So he spent a year and a half in intensive rehab. He had to learn how to walk and move his arms again. It just sent him back years. And, I do telemedicine, and there was a mom who had called in saying she thought her daughter was just tired. But she's kind of worried about her daughter right now because she just lies there floppy. And she says she can't move her arms and legs. And I'm like, oh, boy, that could be either Guillain-Barré or this acute flaccid myelitis. I'm like, get her to a hospital now. And, you know, parents just think, well, the kid's tired and they don't want to move. And, you know, some of our kids are dramatic. You know, my kids are like, oh, I'm sick. I can't go to school. I have appendicitis. Why do you have appendicitis? Because my left elbow hurts. No, that's not what your appendix is. Oh, well, then I have left elbowitis. And I'm like, come on, please. So the problem is, you know, when you have kids that are kind of drama, you know, very dramatic, you know, when they get sick because they don't want to go to school, sometimes you're not getting a full history. And so, well, this is what I would do with my kids, okay? So whenever my kids would start to kind of give me a line, like they had appendicitis or whatever, I'm like, all right, let me call the surgeon. Let's get you into surgery. All right. You're going to, you know, realize you're going to be getting some shots, but it's okay. No. I don't think I have appendicitis. Do you want me to check your appendix to make sure? Yeah, check. Make sure. Now you're good. Oh, okay, good. Whew. Oh, I'm glad. I thought I had appendicitis, but okay, good. Yeah, I'll go to school. Yeah, so when I give them a choice of going into surgery and getting shots or going to school. Now, again, I don't want them to lie to me. If they have an illness, they have an illness. But, you know, I could usually kind of weed out the BS. Okay, so now we, with this acute flash of myelitis, it's a paper published Monday in the Journal of Pediatrics, finds that the condition may be triggered by a virus. Scientists have documented outbreaks every other year, beginning in 2014 and then 2016 and 2018. Last year, there were 233 cases in the U.S., and the thing is it's only strike, well, it's the majority of the cases are kids under six. So they've been looking at enterovirus D68, and we've talked about this before, and the data suggests that during the years when there's a lot of EVD68 circulating in the U.S., they see more cases of acute flaccid myelitis. So they see a trend in the resurgence of a, you know, virus prevalence, and then a trend in AFM, acute flaccid myelitis. Plus, lab patients from the patients diagnosed with this confirm a link with the virus. And again, enterovirus is very similar to polio, but not necessarily polio. They say we see a large portion of respiratory specimens positive for enterovirus, about half of those that are positive for EVD68. Exactly. They need to get a vaccine for this sucker and now. Now, they say so far this year appears to be an off year. There's been 20 cases of this reported to date. And we haven't really talked about it a lot on the news this year. They've been out there, but not as bad as last year. And so they say they know AFM can be caused by different things. But if they do isolate the virus, then they could make a vaccine. So, how common is this enterovirus D68? It's pretty common. They say it's around all the time. So, the next question I have as a doctor is if this virus is around and it has, you know, surges in certain years, if one kid gets it, why don't their siblings get it also? Why doesn't the whole family get it? And it looks like in these cases, almost every case, it's just one individual in the family that gets it. So then the other problem is it isn't just a vaccine issue, it's also a genetic issue. That means the virus, when if we're exposed to it, it's only certain people will come down with this acute flaccid myelitis. And that's what makes this tricky. What makes you more genetically susceptible to succumbing to this and becoming flaccid? Whereas the siblings don't. Or why is it only affecting 5-6-year-olds and not 14-year-olds? So, you know, yeah, maybe they have a little bit more proof that it's the enterovirus, and that's great, but we need to know why. How come a whole classroom then doesn't get it? If one kid has it, and that kid's at school, you know, and that kid is 4 years old, how come all the other 4-year-olds in class don't get it? So they still have a lot more to go with this, and I like that they're studying it during a quote-unquote off year, but they need to figure this out fast. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, we talk about sleep and how much sleep we need, and we kind of have a little Goldilocks theory when it comes to this, okay? And the Goldilocks theory is, can't have too much, you can't have too little, it just has to be just right. Well, we've been talking about for years how people not get enough sleep, they could be at risk for obesity, they could be at risk for diabetes, and then if you're obese or you have diabetes, you're then at higher risk for dementia. So we want you to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. That's kind of been the rough estimate, 7 to 9 hours. Well, now we're being told that too much sleep could give you dementia. See, just too much. People who get 9 hours a night are at more risk of getting dementia. They found significant drops in memory and verbal tests after 7 years, and they think now the sweet spot is between 7 and 8 hours. Okay, so you're not going to hear us say 7 to 9 hours anymore. It's going to be 7 to 8. Semantics. Tomato, tomato. So, scientists have found that people who slept for 9 hours or more per night showed a significant decline in memory and language skills, early markers of dementia. Those who got less than 6 hours were also at risk. Researchers claiming that less sleep than 7 to 8 or more sleep is bad. Now, they don't know why too much shut eye could cause dementia, according to Daily Mail. They say people at risk of the disorder have disruptions in their brain, which promote longer sleeps. See, that's what I call it. I go sleep. Sleep. The team of academics from the University of Miami Miller School looked at 5,200 Hispanics over 7 years. Participants all aged between 45 and 75 were part of the nationwide Hispanic Community Health Study of Latinos. It included Latinos from diverse backgrounds in Chicago, Miami, San Diego, the Bronx, and New York City. Participants were given a neurocognitive test at the start and the end of the study. Researchers assessed their attention, memory, language, reaction time, and perception to give a snapshot of the brain health, and then the volunteers had to fill out questionnaires about their sleeping habits over the last 7 days. See, that's the problem I have. You know, if somebody asked me what time I went to bed last night, I think I went to bed at about 10. What time did I fall asleep? I didn't fall asleep till about 11. Because the dog jumped out of the bed, that the cat jumped out of the bed, that I had to go pee. And then I was like, you know, my muscles still ache from my back, so I took a hot shower. So if I forgot about doing all that, I really didn't go to bed till about 11 something. And then when did I wake up? Well, you know, that I have discreet because it was my alarm clock. But did I wake up multiple times throughout the night? Yeah. Did I tell study authors that? No. So, you know, I don't like questionnaires when it comes to studies. You can still get some good data, but it's not ideal. So they were asked what time they normally go to bed, what time they usually wake up, and if they had napped at any point during their day. 50% of participants slept for an average of 9 hours each night. I couldn't imagine getting 9 hours every night. That'd be wonderful. At the end of 7 years, the group saw their cognitive performances across all fields fall. Their learning skills plummeted by 22%, word fluency dropped by 20%, memory fell by 13%. So they think that too much sleep gives you lesions in the brain known as white matter hyperintensities. They're seen as white spots on an MRI scan, and it raises the risk of cognitive decline, dementia, and stroke. Now, they think the reason why these lesions light up is because there's less blood flow to the brain. Now, Dr. Ramos is a neurologist and sleep expert at the University of Miami. He said insomnia and prolonged sleep duration appear to be linked to a decline in neurocognitive functioning and can precede the onset of Alzheimer's disease or other dementias. So, now what you are probably sitting here thinking about is, okay, whoa. Okay, first of all, I barely get 4 hours of sleep, some of you guys just can't fall asleep. You want to know what to do about that. And that is, it is frightening. You know, I think we have an underslept society, a very exhausted society. I think there's a lot of things contributing to that. One is, I think, you know, people worry too much, they think too much. And so when they go to bed, that's when they can stop and think. And they just sit there and lie in bed and they think. You have others where they're on their phones before they go to bed. My husband does that too. He knows it's bad to be on the phone, but he's reading the news. You know, I'm getting to bed and the light is on, in a way, not the light, but the room is all lit up with the phone. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm looking at the news. So he's reviewing the news on his phone. Now, he could fall asleep pretty easily. But, you know, and he'll shut it off for me because I'm like, I can't sleep. I don't really talk to him nice anymore. We've been married 20-some years. So instead of like, oh, baby, can you shut that off? I love. Let's make love. No, now it's, I can't sleep. So then he shuts it off. So I gotta sleep. Yeah. And so, you know, no, he's not looking at porn. He's reading the news. And so sometimes when you're on a smartphone or your tablet or your computer, and then you go to bed, you're not going to sleep. But a real common cause of people not going to sleep is their pain. They hurt. They can't get comfortable. So they're moving around, and they're, you know, I threw out my back, and so trying to find the right pillow and the right, you know, get all comfortable, whatever, you know, and then I finally get on my side, and I feel really, really good, and then I start cutting off blood supply to my arm. And so I am tossing and turning, trying to get into a good position. And what a lot of people end up doing then is if they can't get into a good position, or they're uncomfortable or in pain, and you can't get, you know, pain medication hardly anymore, they either just try to, you know, fight it, or they take a sleeping pill. And so what we're going to see, which I think we already see and nobody's talking about in the news, is this opioid epidemic is starting to give rise to a huge sleeping pill epidemic. We kind of already had an epidemic, but now it's going to be bigger because people are like, look, if I can't get a narcotic, at least I can get a sleeping pill so I can at least sleep and then hopefully be pain-free for those hours. Now, people ask about the dangers of sleeping pills. Well, there was that study that scared the hell out of a lot of us, where if you take at least 4 sleeping aids a month, whether it's over-the-counter, whether it's prescription, you add an increased risk of early death. And I don't think it's because so much of a sleeping pill. I think it's because you might have a condition that, you know, like diabetes or heart disease or, you know, arthritis or whatever, where all in all, it prevents you from being as healthy as people that don't have those. And so that's why maybe you die younger than or earlier than others. But we do notice that people who take sleeping pills have issues with their eyes, like double vision. They have issues with their memory. And so, you know, we have this dependence on things to help us sleep. And, you know, we've talked about how to get a good night's sleep. You know, you need to be off your computer and lights for at least 2 hours. You need to maybe go out on the porch, shut everything off, just kind of watch the stars, let your melatonin start to kick in, because the melatonin, you know, kind of, your body knows when to fall asleep. We just interrupt it with all this artificial light. A cooler room, you know, I used to always get cold, and now, you know, I'm like, okay, let's just lower the temperature to the 60s. And my husband's like, what are you talking about? It's like, I can't sleep. And I can only sleep when it's colder now. So get the room cold, get really comfy bed and pillow and covers, not too hot, not too cold. If you need like a cold sheet and then you need a warm blanket because you go back and forth throughout the night, that's fine. You got to get the animals off the bed. You know, my cat likes to be like the Oreo cream, you know, in between my two pillows. And she likes to sleep in between the pillows. And so every time I turn my head, I must roll onto her, and I go, meh. And so she keeps doing that, like, throughout the night. She goes, meh, because I guess I roll onto her. I'm like, get your super tissue away from my head. But she doesn't care. That's where she sleeps. And, you know, she'll yell at me in the middle of the night. And then the dog. The dog, of course, wants to do licky mouth. Dogs love to lick your mouth, probably because they think there's some excess dinner on there. And then I have that. So, you know, you really need to, you need to get rid of the pets. You need to get the bed comfy. You need to have a cooler room. Sometimes take a hot shower before you go to bed. And you got to be away from the computers and the lights for at least a couple hours. Like I said, go outside for a little bit and look at the stars. 1-877-DR.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.